wickedly scheming. The prince would limp and cackle through the cold corridors of the castle, planning new impossible feats for the suitors of Saralinda to perform. He didn't wish to give her hand in marriage, since her hand was the only warm hand in the castle. Even the hands of his watch and the hands of all the 13 clocks were frozen. They had all frozen at the same time on a snowy night 7 years before, and after that it was always 5:10 in the castle. Travellers and mariners would look up at the castle and say, "Time lies frozen there. It's always then. It's never now." The cold Duke was afraid of now, for now has warmth and urgency, and then is dead and buried. Now might bring a certain knight of gay and shining courage.
"But no," the cold Duke muttered. "The prince will break himself against a new and awful labour. A place too high to reach. A thing too far to find. A burden too heavy to lift."
Many a prince had been slain for trivial offences. Trampling the Duke's camellias, failing to praise his wines, staring too long at his gloves, gazing too long at his niece.